y'all. Welcome back to the RV America Y'all podcast.
I'm Stacy.
I'm Tom, and we're RV America Y'all.
We are native Texans and full-time RVers who are all about exploring the great state of Texas and beyond, one campground at a time. We're on a mission to experience life, not just live it, and we're bringing you along for the fun.
We're recording this episode in Lebanon, Tennessee. Yes, that's very close to Nashville. We're here at the 2024 Music City Motorhome Expo. This is episode 43.
And today we are so excited to be visiting again with our good friends Mark and Sue from our Journey in Miles. If you've seen our videos, you know them, but I know you've seen their videos. So we've been having a great time this week together. So sit back, relax, and join us as we RV America, y'all. So we have been having such a ball here in just outside of Nashville at the Music City Motorhome Expo. And it's, you know, though, it's always fun when we run into Mark and Sue. We've seen you guys now, gosh, how many different places? I mean, Minot, North Dakota.
Started there.
Just outside of Memphis, by chance.
Yes,
completely by chance. That was
fun.
And if you missed our Winging It that we filmed then and their video where Mark kind of added to our trash pile, you know, you want to check those out, so I'll put them in the show notes. Tampa, we did a joint
meet and greet in Tampa
and hung out a ton there. And now to have this time here in Tennessee, boy, we're hitting the states.
Yeah, we are. This is great. I love it.
I would say, as a spoiler alert, you guys are even nicer and more fun than you come off on your videos. I mean, we are having a hoot, and some of the things that me and Tom laughed about, I mean,
Stacy and I are walking away. You know having fun when we walk away.
It's just trouble.
I almost injured my spleen laughing.
No, it's, I mean, I know for now, we aren't just friends, we're good friends.
And we will make it
always a way to see each other every year, because it's a blast for us.
And that's how it is in the RV community, isn't
it?
You run across people, and somewhere, maybe across the country, you're going to connect again. And
that's
the fun part.
And that's, you know, we've been talking about that a lot this week, because there's a lot of folks here, and I know you guys have had the same experience, that with people here, it's not a big group, and we'll talk more about the event here in a little bit, but there's a lot of people here that we've crossed paths with before. And isn't it fun? You know, you're in a totally different state, different part of the country, and boom, you know, you run across folks again.
You pick up,
The RVing community is a lot bigger and a lot smaller all at the same time than you expect.
Yeah. But you know, if there's a couple of y'all out there that don't know who our Journey in Miles is, I mean, obviously, you need to get to know them.
Yes.
And we'll talk about the Miles part of our Journey in Miles. That's y'all's coach, right?
That's right, yeah. Miles, M-Y-L-E-S. That's, go to Our Journey in Miles with a Y. That's our coach. We nicknamed him. Mark said it's got to be Macho because he's a diesel pusher. So, of course. And so we played with, you know, the play of words, Our Journey in Miles, truly in both senses.
But I would tell people that if you're thinking about starting a YouTube channel, once again, Jim will give you some advice.
Our Journey in Miles.
Pick a name that is more generic. Because I'm here to tell you that if you end up liking being a YouTuber, as you get older, you will want to continue to YouTube. And Our Journey in Miles, when I'm in a nursing home, ain't going to cut it.
He's so worried about that. I'm like, Our Journey after Miles. Easy enough.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, like, you guys have recently went, your channel started out RV Texas America, y'all.
RV Texas, y'all.
And then now it's RV America, y'all.
Yes.
And because I originally have imprinted in my brain the Texas part of it,
right,
it's tough for me to take the Texas out of you guys, and I know that's impossible.
Well,
right?
No, you,
right.
You could take us out of Texas, but you can't yeah. take the Texas out of us.
But you know what? It has been a challenge making that change mm. in mm-hmm. the name. Mm-hmm. We did it because it made more sense for where we are now
as
in our
travel.
Journey.
Right.
We spend more time outside of Texas than we actually do inside of Texas right. at this point. Not that we don't love Texas. There's still a lot left to explore. But there's just so much of this beautiful yeah. country in North America to see. Mm-hmm. So, but it has not been painless to make that change. Now, yeah. I don't know, though. Our journey in miles, there's a lot you could do with that.
That,
you know?
I keep telling them that. Yeah.
Well, so for the few out there that don't know who you are, why don't you tell a little bit about what you travel in? What is Miles?
So Miles is a 2014 Newmar Dutch Star, 4369. We bought him used in 17, and that's when we actually sold our house, got rid of everything, no storage unit, nothing. And we started out full-time. We just had our 7th anniversary 4 days
wow.
ago
of
being
awesome.
Full-time. Yeah.
Congratulations.
And we still like yeah. each other. That's yeah. the crazy part. Yeah. It's awesome.
And I'm not making this up. I'm telling you, it went in a blink of an eye.
It did.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can laugh at that, but the flip side of that is how quickly your life is going by. Mm-hmm. And this is the sweet spot in our life after we retired and saved and planned for this time together. I'm so fortunate that I've got a travel partner that is on the same page. All of the trials and tribulations she takes in stride so that we can together experience all the fun things that our magic carpet that just happens to be named Miles
yeah. mm-hmm.
delivers us to.
Yeah, true.
Magic carpet, I like that. Yeah. You know, we were talking about that yesterday, and
that's
a great...
Yep.
Analogy.
Thank you. Yes.
It takes us places.
Right.
Yeah, it's perfect. That's perfect.
And of course, you chronicalize all the changes you've made to Miles, mm-hmm. all the upgrades, all the just the whole journey of Miles. I mean,
it's not all just good. No,
right,
we're showing
right.
some of the painful and the ugly too.
Yeah. No, and
but that's real
right.
life.
It's real. Yeah.
And
it's
that's,
real.
I mean, if y'all haven't seen their channel, Our Journey in Miles, and I think we've said that now 50 times, but
yeah,
we'll
but
say
we
it one more time.
It.
It's a subliminal thing.
Watch
Our Journey in Miles.
Black Hawk Down.
If you haven't seen Our Journey in Miles, I think it's one of the things that we really appreciate about y'all's channel is that when you meet Mark and Sue, you're meeting exactly who you would expect to meet.
Yeah,
if you watch their videos, they are exactly what you see is what you get. Mm. You get what you get. Mm. And
they might actually be a little bit funnier, actually not on the channel.
Oh, you might be
they're
right.
They're hilarious on the channel.
That's true. That's true. And they do. They share the good and the bad, but they're not about the drama. You know,
right.
It's like us. We've made a conscious decision on our channel to not be about drama.
Yeah.
And they are absolutely the same way.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot of synchronicity, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we really do.
Which is probably why we get along so well.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've hit it off, and that. Luckily, we don't spend too much time together, else they'd probably get tired of
us. Oh, jeez. I don't think so. I'm living with same personality.
But, you know, as Sue and I are walking around, if we've lost the guys, all we have to do is stop for a second and listen.
Listen, absolutely.
We'll hear one of them. They might be on the other side of the fairgrounds, but
oh,
we'll hear
God.
Them.
You got it. Exactly.
Well, it's either me whistling or Tom laughing.
Yes. Yeah,
that's true.
That's
true.
Right.
That's true. That's true. So, so we'll get to y'all's, I'd like to talk a little bit about your travel plans, if you don't mind. But first, why don't we talk a little bit about this event?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Because this has blown me away.
It's blowing us away, too.
Yeah.
We're having such a blast. So this is the first year they're doing this.
Right.
And it's so fun because we're meeting a lot of subscribers, really meeting a lot of people who don't know us. And it's fun meeting people. But when it comes down to, we're always asking, so what are you looking at? And they're looking at a lot of stuff. And a lot of these people are first-time buyers, never even had an RV. So they're kind of confused. And I kept saying, this is the place to be. They have so many different rigs of every size to look at. And the best part, something that we never got to experience when we were looking, is they get to drive anything and everything.
Isn't that
here.
Amazing?
That's and that's what it is. And that's what's drawing, I think, most people to this event. And I'm sure it's going to happen again next year. But if you can't get a chance to drive it and try out Comfort Drive, which we love in our Newmar and stuff like that, you got to get here just to drive it, because you don't know if you like it until you get the feel.
That's
exactly right. So what I've noticed here is that, and we've taken a great joy in feeling the excitement and the electricity of all the couples that we met, because, you know, we're 7 years into our purchase, and we probably will choose that we've got such good bones in our Newmar, we'll just keep repairing it until it's time, you know, a different chapter in our life. But what has really been driven home about this expo is that while we're dining with them, either at lunch or in the evening,
with people we're meeting,
we're meeting, and we're talking to them, and we're saying, well, we have the ability now, because we've done this long enough, that whether we realize it or not, we are way more subject matter experts than they are. And thank God we've come across well enough and sincere enough on the channel that people actually ask us, and we're finding that they will take some of our advice because they think it is valuable. And we've had a number of people, they tell me what they're test driving, and they might be test driving two or three of the same form factor and frame, and then maybe, let's say, the next level up or the next level down, they're not test driving that. And I'll be listening to them, and they'll be telling me with their body English. And when I ask them point blank about budget, they might actually be test driving something that they ultimately will not be able to afford, or the reverse, that their budget is so high and they tell me they're going to be full timing. Tom and I just were working with somebody yesterday that possibly is buying a rig that might not have the cargo carrying capacity that they have. Yep. So that was the absolute beauty, that we not only were able to tell them what they should be driving, but they could literally walk out to this area. And we're always going to talk about Newmar because we're both Newmar families.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we know and love the best. And we tell them to go out to Newmar, and we say, you know, go to the people that are reserving these rides. And these rides are ending up about a half an hour a piece. And it's, you're not putting around
miles
an hour.
No, I went with one couple. And they,
I'm turning it over to you, Sue, because you actually went on a ride and we recorded it, and it'll be on our channel, Our Journey in Miles.
Yeah. Check us out. Yeah. No, they were at a fairground, so like, I'm thinking, oh, they got a track here, they'll take them around. No, we went. I went with a couple. They said, come along, you can do it, record it, whatever you want. So we went through the city, heavy traffic, traffic lights. Wow. We made our way onto the interstate. We went down the interstate and we're getting some speed up. I mean, they really got a good feel of in traffic turning and the speed, the pickup, the slowdown. Mm-hmm. It was
in
great.
A brand new coach.
In a brand new coach. Right.
There are some people that test drove, I betcha, 6-7 coaches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I betcha.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And you can't do that
anywhere. Only here.
Well, there are over 100 coaches here, all motorhomes, A's, B's, C's,
I was just gonna say.
Super C's, gas, diesel, the rainbow, right? Mm-hmm. The whole variety. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you might go, maybe you've never had a motorhome. Maybe you want to drive one of each class and just to see what you're most comfortable with and what feels right to you. You can do that at this event.
Right,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, wouldn't that be the easiest way to do it? Because if you had no idea what you wanted, You could come to this event and drive one of each class, and boy, could that help narrow it. That could save.
And speed up your decision.
Yes, that, and it could save a big financial mistake.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, which we most of us make. Most people start in the wrong coach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they right away.
Well, how would you know if you've never owned one?
Yeah.
That's right.
You don't really know.
Yeah.
That's the beauty that, you know, Brett Davis, the CEO of National Indoor, he had a light bulb moment go on, and he said, this is ridiculous, this waiting and this little cat and mouse game you have to play when you're agonizing over possibly the second most expensive purchase in your life of the size of your stick and bricks home.
Yeah.
And he's going to cut to the chase so that you don't make a mistake, so you can feel good about your decision, and it can be a pleasurable, fun time. And then he even gives you the time to think about it, because when you pay to come to a concierge-type, high-level event like this, to intentionally keep the crowd down just to the people
who are really serious
and ready to buy, and they need, they kind of need the elbow room to be able to sit in a rig for a while and do the test driving, that you then have 1 year after this event to buy either new or used and get basically the entire cost of this event back.
Yeah.
So you can't beat that with
it
stick.
It is amazing. And they even brought some used units. I don't know if y'all noticed, but back in that direction.
Yeah, well, they made a mistake. They put ours in there.
They walked in and saw how messy it was.
Family moved in, but we became good friends.
So the new shiny King Air out there is yours then.
Yeah.
Right. In our dreams.
Yeah. No, it does amaze me. At what they've done here. I mean, I think all four of us can safely say we had no idea what we were getting into, because this event here is unprecedented. It's never been done.
Yeah.
And so all four of us came here with these, we just had no idea what it was going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And every day that goes by in this event, it's more and more amazing to me.
You know, one thing I have to say, too, it's not just about buying RVs.
No.
They are feeding us like crazy. I passed some woman who had a couple muffins, and she said, I feel like I'm on a cruise ship. I'm gaining weight. But then the entertainment they've been giving us, we're by Nashville, for crying out loud.
Yes.
It is top-notch every night.
So we had a concert last night. I don't know. There's about 550 people total, I think, in that concert hall we were in. And I do mean concert hall. Ultra air conditioned, classy food.
Great stage, lighting.
And wine. And who do we have? Diamond Rio. They were awesome.
They were fantastic. Yeah.
And I saw a couple cutting a rug up there. I'm telling you, Mark and Sue can steal the floor.
There's no doubt. If you've never seen these two dance.
My gosh.
Well, you know why I did extra good yesterday? I bought my oxygen tank.
It always helps.
You know, saying that, I do know. I know the backstory, but these two, you kind of actually met by dancing.
Through swing dancing. Big swing dance community in Milwaukee, and that's kind of what you do when you go through a divorce, really. You got to get out and socialize, and it was fun. I always loved dancing.
You never
and
told
it was
me
a natural.
You were married before.
I have a child too, by the way, and grandkids. Okay,
you know, we got a lot of podcasting to do at home. I'll tell you that.
Okay, if you haven't seen our channel, he's joking. Okay, no, but so we met at a bunch of swing dance things, and it's like everybody dances with everybody. Even married couples showed up, and it's like everybody danced with everybody, and that's how we, it's one of our many, many common interests.
So what are the other things that, you know, we're talking about being blown away, and we had the advantage that we were able to get here one day earlier than you guys. And we're so glad that you adjusted your schedule to get here as early as you did.
Yeah.
And our whole point here was, if anybody is unfamiliar with National Indoor and the excellent videos that Angie Morrell does,
gosh,
I want to publicly say And I always say to Angie, I said, Angie, I'm a little angry with you for basically having a bigger YouTube channel than we have.
Oh, he was going to do a video. I think it was on Freightliner. One night he's up late looking at YouTube things. And next morning he says, you know that Freightliner thing we were talking about? Scrap it. We can't top Angie. Yeah. She already did it.
That's hilarious. Angie's awesome. And she's been here, of course, the whole week.
So we got here early on purpose not to do any tours of rigs because we're not doing that. Angie's got that covered.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You want to know what a London Air looks like in or the brand new Mountain Air, the 38-foot, or the brand new Palisades that just came out by the Rev Group? She's got you covered. The videos are all 1 hour. She goes tip to tail and tells you everything you need to know. But what we wanted to do is we had this vision that we were going to show up at this fairgrounds and show a bunch of chickens running around and have it turn into a beautiful event. Well, we didn't get here early enough because we didn't get any chickens.
They cleared them out.
But we did see a lot of setup and a lot of excitement, and we tried to stay out of the way. And the entire time here, we're trying to chronicle what it's like
What it takes to get this
so that
organized.
You are certain next year when you're ready to buy and you want to buy from the right place and don't trust us, go to irv2.com and just Google in best place to buy a motorhome, and then there'll be about 100 answers from about 90 different people. And when you find out the number, the highest volume of answers, it'll probably be National Indoor RV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then you watch a video that Tom and Stacy are going to put out on their channel, RV America Y'all, or Our Journey in Miles. We're going to do these as quickly as can, but they might take a month or so.
Right.
There's no urgency because the next event is 1 year probably from the recording time now. But, man, it's going to show you why you should be here.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I agree 100%. If anybody who's in the market for a motorhome, I can't imagine there being a better location. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to fly all over the country and go to all these different places. You can come
here
over the course of a few days and just go to town.
And just so we say, when we say everything, we're talking – Newmar's here, Tiffin's here, Integra's here, Holiday Rambler's here, Fleetwood's here, Winnebago's here,
Gretsch
Rev
is here.
Rev Group here, Gretsch is here.
North 27 North.
27 North.
And there's another new one.
Yeah.
I mean, just so many names.
Panorama.
Panorama. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's amazing the amount. And here's another thing that we haven't even touched on yet. Imagine being able to come see all these coaches, and you can talk to the presidents of these companies.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're
here. And sometimes the lead engineers are here for the place. So, you could get questions answered that I guarantee you just going to a dealership, you can't get answered. Yeah. You could go so deep into the company. If you really want to dive deep, there's no way to do it more.
Some of the
than
manufacturers
right
have brought the folks who actually design the RVs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, if you've always wondered why they do certain things the way they do, you can probably get answers here.
Yeah. So I mean, it again. Yes, they have some of this at Tampa, and Hershey, because they do bring some of the presidents show up. Some of the big some of their
leadership
leadership team show up. But at those events, they are so crowded.
They're crowded.
Right.
Good luck getting to those
folks. And we, I'm sure, collectively agree, absolute must to go to Hershey and or Tampa. You don't go and figure out what RV you're going to get in 1 week and buy it.
No, no. Mm-hmm.
This is a mission.
Right.
And the mission should go to one of those two shows. I've never been to Hershey. You guys have been to both.
No, we've only been to Tampa.
We haven't been to Hershey either.
Tampa is absolutely wonderful.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Typically, the weather's really good. The place is gigantic.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
But Tom's right that that's your sorting process to get, you know, to limit your universe that you're going to look at.
Right.
And then if you're in the luxury or I'm going to call it the luxury brands, not necessarily the luxury price. But if you're looking at the brands that he had talked about a couple minutes ago, then this is the place to hunker down.
Get serious.
And hone in and find, put the one in your target and pull the trigger when you're here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Or within the year.
That's correct.
Right. You got a year to figure it out.
Right.
You talk about the experts being here. One of the times that I was in for a repair was when I had electively decided to put my lithium system in, and we did a 4-video series on that. And the guy that was the absolute, my go-to guy for all the lithium stuff was Justin Townley. And all it took was in casual conversation with Brett Davis, the CEO of National Indoor RV, was that, hey, it really would be nice if Justin was here because he knows which way to buckwheat bucks pretty much on everything that's out on the lot here. Be kind of handy to have him here. Boom, he was here.
Mm-hmm. He's important. He should be here.
Awesome. It's crazy, the people that I've met, even for Newmar, and we thought we knew most of the folks from Newmar, but we're meeting some other guys wow, it's crazy.
And Freightliner brought a huge team as well.
We did a podcast with Freightliner, and they've got a new leadership team now, a new president coming
Shout
in.
Shout out to our good friend Jeff again, who just retired from leading Freightliner Custom Chassis. Jeff, I know you listen every week. We love you, man. We can't wait to see you.
He'll be missed.
Don't be a stranger.
Yep.
So this has been, I think, a key event that I hope will go on for many, many years for anyone looking to buy a motorhome. Because this is also where they're debuting all of the 2025 models.
That's
so
crazy.
Next year, when they do it would be the debut of all the 2026. Mm-hmm. You can see all that's new. Put it on your calendars if you're shopping, because this is it's just unbelievable. Yeah. Put me away.
You can tell that National Indoor knows how to run events just by the AIM rallies that you and I both have went to in the past. And this was the same way. This seems like they've run this 20 times already. It was so
amazing.
Smooth. We even had some weather events here that necessitated some changes to the parking. And it was just, almost seamless.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the rain that we thought that might damper the mood, I think it almost amplified it, because people took in stride the few times that it rained for maybe a half an hour or an hour. They hit the seminars. They went to eat.
Oh, we didn't mention seminars
they have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, all of the manufacturers have hosted seminars. A lot of the vendors. They've got some great vendors here.
Oh, the vendors. We didn't mention vendors either.
Blue Ox is here, and Hearthside Grove, and
Lithionic
a few
batteries,
Lithionics.
Yeah. Fantasy and Adventure Caravan, two caravans.
Right. And then
SkyMed is here.
Harvest Host.
Yes. Yeah.
Adventure Genie.
It's
just,
oh my gosh,
fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Techno RV was here.
Techno RV, that's right.
Yeah.
So it is amazing.
And you can also, the folks are here too that weigh RVs. So you can, if you're camping here as part of the thing, you can get your RV weighed. We think that's so important for safety. You've got to know your four corner weigh so that you're properly loaded back to front, left to right. They can do that while you're here.
Yep.
And you can pick up information from them on if you buy, when you're ready to be weighed, then where you can go to do that.
There
so I love to see them here. Now, let's talk about what you guys coming up, because speaking of Adventure Caravans, you got a few things coming up, I think. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, we do. So in about 2 weeks, I think it is, we're with Adventure Caravan. We did our very first and only caravan about 2 years ago in the Grand Circle. Mm-hmm. And we do have, 7 videos on it. That was a game changer for us. Everything was planned ahead of us. It was easy. It was effortless. We met a lot of people. It's fun. So we're doing it again. This time we're traversing Michigan. Now we're from Wisconsin. Never did Michigan yet.
It's right next door.
Yeah, it's right next door. So we're going to get up to Mackinac Island. So that'll be mid-June to July. It's a 32-day caravan. And then in the fall, we're going to head out east. So we have been avoiding the East Coast because we're a big rig. And we hear the traffic's tight and it can be kind of congested and scary. And even friends that we know in Maryland that come down to Florida were like, be honest, you drive this every winter coming down here. How's the traffic? And they're like, ooh. Are you thinking of going? It's like, you know, with the big rig, it's a little different.
Okay,
but we're joining this caravan, and it's actually going to stay. It's a historic East Coast. It'll take us from about Boston, I think it is, all the way down to Myrtle Beach.
Oh,
and the
cool.
beauty of that is they've been there, done this with big rigs. We're taking the right roads. They've got us in the right RV parks, and they have got so many activities and tours and stuff already set up, so we don't have to try to make sure we've got our tickets and stuff like that. Yeah, so
I think what did it for me for the East Coast tour is we have a friend, Pat and Paul, that we travel with a lot, and they appear on our channel a lot. Maybe they don't want to, but they're with us.
They're with us, therefore they are.
Pat and Paul were a great team, successful farmers, gigantic, like 15,000-acre farm, really capable people. And Paul's a man's man, and he just recently came from driving in that area. And when I asked him about the roads, expecting the typical answer from him,
not a big deal.
He actually...
He said he won't drive over there anymore.
He won't drive it again.
Wow.
And when a man's man who's been driving gigantic, multi-million dollar farm machinery his whole life, I thought, that's it. I'm signing up for a caravan, and whatever roads they tell me to go on, there's going to be a tail gunner behind us. There's going to be a wagon master that went that route.
Right.
And if for whatever reason that there a bridge is out all of a sudden, the wagon master, whoa, stop the train. You know, we don't travel tip to tail.
Right.
You leave the park whenever you want. Mm-hmm. But you have a window of, let's say, 2.5 hours that during that time period you should be on the road, and that allows the tail gunner to sweep the trail. And it sounds like a sales pitch, but I'm telling you that there's plenty of things that happen when you have 20 rigs in that are customers, 22 rigs total. We had on our Grand Circle tour, about halfway through, one of the folks blew an engine up.
Oh,
wow.
So that's, every person's nightmare. But Adventure Caravans took it in stride and was able to cancel their campgrounds and book them in cabins.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're still joining
us. So they continued?
Yeah.
My gosh.
And the couple of the places that didn't have cabins, they booked them the closest hotel. And they let these people stay along with us long enough so that they could regain their composure and not feel extra bad. You know, they already had a gigantic repair in front of them.
Right.
And it wasn't until maybe about 3 or 4 days prior to the end that it was logical for them to peel off and go back to their rig.
Their rig was about a week would be ready.
Yeah.
So that told me a lot of about how Adventure Caravans was. Since then, Adventure Caravans has been purchased by a younger couple that's even more gregarious, more tech savvy, have a love for camping. And when you talk to the folks that have run these caravans in the past, they think that Allie and Nick that bought the company are just wonderful, wonderful people. And they're just, brimming with an enthusiasm. So we're really looking forward to this.
Well, that's cool. We've never taken a caravan. Of course, our first one's going to be next summer.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Alaska.
With Alaska Excursion Caravan.
Caravans.
But that's just a mom and pop organization.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Cindy, who is the mom part of that, she is she's the wagon master, and her husband Jim is the tail gunner.
Oh.
So it's a very small organization, but we're going to take our Alaska trip next year with them. So that'll be our first caravan experience.
And we would hope that you guys do, you're going to be gone so long.
Right.
That if you even put 4 or 5 days in each episode, you could end up, before you know it, have 8 or 10 episodes of all of the great highlights and
the low lights and the real life, you know, breakfast. Exactly. Here we are.
Yeah. Right. Now, Tom, if only you bought some decent photographic equipment.
Inside joke. Explain it.
We're laughing.
Mark's hating them right now. Yeah.
We're laughing because his lens on his camera probably cost more than our cameras, our microphone, my computer.
Our minivan.
Yeah. And my Keurig. You know?
Oh, my God. We did get a new camera. I got a new R5, Canon R5, mirrorless. And, and the lenses on there cost just as much as the cameras. Yeah. Right.
But they're nice.
But we're thinking ahead, you know. We kind of, like everybody else, we do our budgeting, you know, and we kind of figure out, okay, we're spending this here, we're spending this here. We wanted to make sure that Alaska trip, who knows, it may be once in a lifetime.
You're going to have some views.
And so we wanted to be ready.
If that all this money will be worth it if I get that perfect bear shot.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if it's it probably will be once in a lifetime because there's so many things to do in your life.
Right.
And, you know, we're during our retirement years now.
Yes.
So the beauty of the caravan that you guys booked is you guys probably talked about Alaska for many years, and until you finally booked it, let's call it, until you finally flipped the switch, it wasn't a reality.
Right.
And now, every day that goes by, that reality gets closer, and you're going on
You're right.
That's right. No,
you're right.
No doubt.
You're right. And that's, you know, all the reasons that you talked about of why you decided to do the caravans, it's right in line with us.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we've talked to so many people about Alaska in particular.
Right.
You know, and people are afraid to take their coaches up there. They've heard horror stories about the roads and the fuels and, you know, all these challenges is what everybody has swimming around in their heads. Mm-hmm. First of all, though, we bought our motorhome to travel and explore and to see all the amazing places we've only ever dreamed of. And if all we ever do is keep it in a little bubble because we're afraid of what the roads might do to it, that's really not doing it or us any service. And also, you know, there's some pretty bad interstates here in the lower 48
as
well.
That is true.
We just decided, you know what, to go with someone who has done this so many times and has the experience, to your point, it'll just make it, I think, a lot less stressful and more exciting.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, like we just talked to someone that lives in Michigan, and they've been to Alaska twice. And when we talked about the roads, they kind of lit up and they started laughing. You know, it was like talking to two Toms. You know, there was and the reason they were laughing was because they said, "We heard you're going on a caravan to Michigan." And I said, "Yeah, we are." She said, "Do you realize that we've been to Alaska two times? And I'm telling you, if you go slow in Alaska, you're good."
Yep.
"Do you realize that in Michigan, the roads are worse than Alaska, and you got to go to speed limit?" And so I'm a little worried right now.
But no, I mean, we look forward to seeing y'all's coverage of your adventures because it's always fun.
As are we with you.
I mean, that's the great thing about YouTube, right? Is you're thinking about going somewhere, you can turn on YouTube, you can search a certain location or a certain destination, and you can pick and choose from different people's experiences, different eyes, different, because everybody, you know, is going to experience things a little bit differently, but it gives you so many ideas of, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that was there.
Exactly.
I got to go check that out.
Yeah.
And my list just keeps getting longer.
That's when we looked at your Chattanooga, Tennessee video, so we knew what to do.
Yes. Wait,
that's true.
And y'all got to do some things that we didn't do.
Yeah, that's true,
Museum,
they were closed.
Incline,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'll link all these in the show notes. So if you haven't seen them, you'll be able to see them along with each of our videos about this experience.
Yeah, and all of their contact.
Yes. So where can folks find you? I'll link it in the show notes. But why don't you go ahead and tell
obviously
people.
We have the YouTube channel, Our Journey in Miles. YouTube, but we also have a website, ourjourneyandmiles.com, and then we are on Instagram too.
Right.
At Our Journey in Miles.
And you can send me an email at ourjourneyinmiles@gmail.com if, for instance, you want me to send you the standard blurb that will get you our cost sheets, our free spreadsheets, our articles on the reasons why we wish we would have bought new versus used.
Wow.
We don't put you on a mailing list because we're not smart enough to figure out how to do that. But if we ever do, we will put you on it. But
right now, you're good.
Yeah.
So we'd gladly send you that. And that email, once again, is ourjourneyinmiles@gmail.com. Miles is spelled M-Y-L-E-S.
Yep.
That's awesome. Thanks.
That is awesome.
Guys, thank you so much for sitting down once again, spending
it
your time.
It was fun.
I will say we got to sit in the air conditioning for this.
Yeah. So that made it even more fun.
Today.
That's great. Yep.
But we love you guys. Thank you for sharing your adventures. And I speak for everyone who watches your channel also. I know a lot of folks just, you know, they really appreciate the time and energy that you take sharing your lives, sharing your travels. Mm. And it's, you know, I know it means a lot to a lot of people. So thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. This was fun. Thanks. Yep.
Well, thank you. And thank you for listening. We're so glad that you joined us for yet another episode. Again, I will link everything we talked about in the show notes. You can find that on RVAmericaYall.com. And make sure if you're not already subscribed, hey, if you're listening to us on RVAmericaYall.com. You can always find us under the podcast tab. But if you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple or any of your favorite podcasting platforms, Pandora, whatever, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any episodes. Until next time, y'all, safe travels.
And happy camping.
Bye.